Busy routines can make it hard to focus on your health goals, but MedExpress offers a simple way to explore weight management treatment online. Complete our short eligibility consultation with no need for face-to-face appointments or travel. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly, with UK-registered clinicians offering support along the way. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to get started today.
You're tired in a way sleep doesn't fix. Your mood swings, your focus slips, your body doesn't feel like yours anymore. You go to the doctor, they run tests, and they tell you everything looks normal, but you know it isn't. Here's what almost no one explains. So much of how you feel every day, your energy, your mood, your sleep, your weight, your clarity, is being quietly run by your hormones. And when you fall out of balance, you just don't feel a little off. You feel like a stranger in your own body. Today's guest has spent decades, you know, getting to the root of exactly that. And it starts with a part of your brain that you've never even thought about. My guest today is known quite simply as the Hormone Queen. Deborah is an intuitive, integrative family nurse practitioner who bridges the science of medicine with the art of healing and specializes in functional neuroimmune and endocrinology. And after two decades of clinical research, she has developed a holistic model of care, a nutritional formula designed to help the body find its balance from its root. Now, she is the founder of the Full Circle Family Health and a past president of the California Association of Nurse Practitioners. Deborah, I'm so glad you're here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Stacey, for having me. It's just wonderful to be able to talk more about hormones, especially with another woman.
Yes, I agree. You know, so many women go through it. You know, some people don't even know that they're going through it. Some people are embarrassed to get help. And some people, you know, they don't even know where to go. So this is a great time for you to share your knowledge with others and help them through the process.
Absolutely. And granted, women aren't the only part of our species that make hormones. Men do too.
That's right.
And children do, but at much lower amounts. So, and as a family nurse practitioner, I've treated them all from helping them to conceive, from the, you know, childhood, going through puberty, all the way through their pauses, okay? And men have pauses too, gonadotropin, and just help them through all that process. But what I found very early in my work, that it wasn't just about hormones. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I went to UCLA, got all my, you know, my graduate degrees. Then I started doing some postgraduate work looking at, you know, bioidenticals and quantum physics and more integrative therapies. I went into women's health for a while and really felt my hands were tied because I wasn't able to do everything I needed to do for these women. It's more dying practice. So I started my own integrative practice in 1997. And that's where I basically told the universe, I want to learn everything possible about neuroimmune endocrinology. Right. Universe complied and sent me the sickest people you could imagine. They had seen multiple specialists. They were tired, wired. They were fatigued. They woke up with no energy. They couldn't sleep at night, either couldn't go to sleep or they could stay asleep. They, no matter what they were doing, their weight wasn't budging. They were having major hormonal challenges. They had adrenal issues, thyroid issues, you know, glucose issues. They had, some were, you know, frank diabetics, adrenal deficiency, the gut issues. They were depressed. They were anxious. You know, they were taking a ton of drugs and they wanted to be switched over to natural agents, which I was like happy to comply, but I still was sending them out with way more than I could possibly take myself.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? I'm still treating downstream. I'm providing them natural band-aids rather than getting to the real issue. So what is the real issue? And I'm a big meditator, prayer. I believe in my dreams. I've learned everything significant in my life. My spouse, my children, my practice, all comes to me in dreams. So when something happens like that, I'm like, okay, I need to see this. And the next day I get in my office a Scientific America magazine. That's back when we actually had real magazines coming into the office. And there was a healthy white mouse and a fat white mouse in this magazine. And I read the study and the fat white mouse had all the problems that my patients had. They were insomnic, they were anxious, their adrenals were off, their thyroid was off, their gut was off, they were not able to reproduce, they were, of course, gaining weight, they were insulin resistant. So they sacrificed the mouse and found out that they weren't producing enough of a hormone called POMC, pro-opiomelanocortin, that is a hypothalamic hormone, one of many. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is it. This is the reason that we've missed all this, because while we learn in medical school, nursing school, naturopathic school, we learn about hypothalamus. The teacher took anatomy and physiology, learned about it, but we don't do anything about it. We ignore it because we can't get to it. We can't without sacrificing the lab animal. We're not going to do that. So you really have to be a medical detective to figure out what the heck is going on there. What triggered it? What assault was happened that started this whole process? And you have to treat upstream. You've got to focus on the hypothalamus, or you're going to be band-aiding with downstream treatments. And I don't care if they're conventional or natural. You're still they're still going to be dependent on a lot of stuff. And what I found is, once I started focusing on the hypothalamus, my patients were getting better.
It's
amazing.
That is amazing. You know, so let's start with the person who's going to feel like this episode was made for them. She's exhausted, foggy, moody, maybe gaining weight or not sleeping, or she's been told that from labs that, you know, the labs are normal and there's nothing wrong with you, or it's just age, or it's just stress. You know, what's actually happening?
So first of all, let's talk about where the hypothalamus is so that I can give you a visual. So if you put your finger right between your eyebrows, and you're directly where the third eye would be. So center of the brain, sitting right on top of the brain stem, not protected by the blood-brain barrier. So it fits every, all your toxins, everything. That is the hypothalamus. It's about the size of an almond in a shell. And it is the maestro of your symphony of hormones, neurotransmitters, immune factors. It talks to your gut microbiome. It controls detoxification and digestion, metabolism. It talks to your fat cells. It talks to your muscles. There isn't anything it's not involved in, and its main primary modem, its mission, is to help you survive. So if you had some kind of assault, and that could be going through menopause, all of a sudden you're not, you don't have the ovum anymore, you're not producing the hormones, or you had a brain trauma, or you overfed yourself, too much fat, too much sugar, or you've had a toxin. COVID was a big deal, because COVID, we found out that the hypothalamus is highly affected. It has lots of ACE2 receptors. Right at the time of the pandemic, I joined a a survivor group. I'm not a survivor. I didn't have COVID back then. Just to see what they were complaining about. And within 2 months, I could see it was all hypothalamic issues that they were complaining about. The hormones were off. They were moody. They had brain fog. The metabolism was off. They were fatigued. And 2 months later, French scientists found out that, wow, the hypothalamus is very affected by COVID. Long COVID is always hypothalamic dysfunction. That is the key. Right. That is the key. So I want your listeners to really think about, if the hypothalamus is the maestro, and all your hormones and your neurotransmitters, your gut, your immune factors are instruments in the symphony. If you're just tuning the trombone, you're not going to fix the problem if the maestro's music is off.
Right.
Okay. And that's what's happening. So this woman who's tired and she can't lose weight and her hormones are off, maybe she's still reproductive and she's got her regular periods, or maybe she's going through the change. What I do with that person is I go back in her history and figure out where did this begin? And oftentimes them just writing down a narrative will tell me where it all began, a stressor, toxin, something. And then I really focus on helping her hypothalamus heal. How do I optimize that function? And it does not mean that I will not recommend bioidentical hormones and other supplements that are particular for major deficiencies. But what I have found is if I actually feed their hypothalamus directly, all of that gets better. It all gets better. It just takes time.
Right.
Because it's usually at least 90 days, because that's the hypothalamic pituitary lower endocrine gland axis for the hypothalamus to start getting the communication and start actually orchestrating all of that symphony.
But
you can add another month per year, you've been out of balance. So if you've been out of balance for 18 years, it's going to take probably 18 months plus that three to really get fully optimized. Not that you're not going to feel better right away, but so that you're not dependent on everything. I can give you a really good, a really interesting example.
Oh, I'd love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
So I saw a patient who had what's called panhypopituitarism. Pan meaning global, hypo meaning not enough hormone, inner pituitary. Now, that was the diagnosis. It was actually hypothalamic, but she came with this diagnosis. And she was on insulin. she was on female hormones, estrogen, progesterone to have periods. She never started a menstrual period herself, and she was in her 30s.
Wow.
So she had to take hormones. She was on cortisol, and she was also taking thyroid hormone. She had to diet and exercise, just really rigidly in order to keep the weight under control. She was anxious. She was depressed. So she was on anti-anxieties, antidepressants, and she couldn't sleep. So she came to me to change all the drugs into natural stuff. So we were switching her to bioidenticals. We were working with supplementation. But it wasn't until about 2 or 3 years after I started seeing her that I had finally developed my nutraceutical genesis goal, which was feeding the hypothalamus. And I said to her, you know what? Let's give this a try. You're on all the natural stuff. You're doing pretty well, but you're still taking a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can heal you upstream. So she started taking it. It's a drink. She mixes it green powder. And she'd take it every morning. Within 18 months, we had her weaned off everything. No hormones. She had her own period. She was not taking insulin anymore. She was no longer insulin resistant. She had no need to take any cortisol support, any thyroid support. She was off everything. Nothing for sleep. She was doing great. So I say to her, now at this point, this took a while because it took a while of working with her. So now she's like 40. And I say to her, do you want to have a child? And she said, oh, I've been infertile all my life. I'm like, well, you're not now. So let's talk about a barrier contraceptive if you don't want to have a child. She totally laughed at me. And at the age of 43, she had a healthy baby boy.
Wow.
So she was told to never heal again. That is, I just don't believe it. Unless you're missing an organ, like a thyroid's been taken out, you can heal. Your body has it genetically within its DNA to heal. You just have to give it the right stuff. And you have to be patient.
Yeah. And why is this so often the missing link, you know, other approaches never address?
Well, the reason it's missed is because it's really difficult to measure the hormones from the hypothalamus. You really have to look at regular blood work and add a few other hormones to really see the hypothalamic miscommunication.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I think of it as kind of like being a, you know, field biologist. I have to like look at the scat on the trail and I can say, oh, that's a coyote. And then I can measure the scat and say, she's an estrus and she has some pups. And but I never saw the coyote.
Right.
So I'm having to look at all of these other things, the history, what her body is telling me. I can see that. Men, those tell me, oh, my testosterone's fine. I don't have erectile dysfunction. Well, back of your deltoid's pretty flat. I'm telling you, it didn't start off that way. You don't have enough testosterone. I can see changes in the body. So it's the history, it's the physical, it's the labs that I put all together and I can start to map this. Now, when I first started doing this, my colleagues were saying, you're nuts. You know, there's hypothalamic dysfunction is genetic and not everybody has it. Well, now I've been Googling the hypothalamus for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I get a new research every single week. And I'm not in somebody's blog post research that has proven what I've been doing for 30 years. So it's all there. And one of the other cases that we're seeing right now are the GLP-1 receptor site agonists.
Yeah.
They're hitting a hypothalamic receptor, only one of many. And I'm telling you that you will not be able to maintain that weight loss if you do not heal your hypothalamus.
Yes.
You will get it off, but you'll gain it right back. Patients who take, you know, the Genesis goal, they're healing your hypothalamus, they're doing my five pillars. They, number one, they are able to maintain the weight loss. Oftentimes, they don't even need GLP-1s. I've never had to start anyone. But it's definitely very, very helpful if you're on a GLP-1 to also work with your hypothalamus. So this sticks.
Yeah.
And you've actually shifted your metabolism and you've fixed all of the neuroimmune endocrine miscommunication that got you to this place in the first place.
Right. Your whole philosophy is about getting to the root, and you describe those roots in a beautiful way. You've said that the surface of the roots are biochemical, that deeper down they can, you know, be psychological, and that they are at the core, and often the spiritual, you know, that the soul speaks through the body in the language of the symptoms, you know, like walk us through that. Like, why does, you know, only treating the surface, the symptom, you know, goes only so far before it fails?
Well, I'll give you two examples. One was a patient of mine who'd been trying to lose weight for a while. She was middle-aged. I had her on hormone replacement therapy. We counseled her on her diet. She was trying to exercise. She kept bouncing at 20 pounds on and off. This is way before GLP-1s. We're talking 20 years ago. So, you know, and she really was doing the work. And then I finally had my Genesis goal. I said, let's take this and let's just see if we can't enhance your metabolism. The things I found on the research when I was doing my early beta research with my Genesis goal product is I had everybody keep journals. I went on the product as well. And what I found is that they all kind of shifted in their mindset.
Yeah.
I could see it in the journaling. Now I'm looking at blood work. We're doing biometrics. We're looking at body composition. We're doing all this stuff. But their journals were amazing at their mindset shifts. So this woman, after about maybe 6 months of taking it, she said, oh my gosh, I have this realization of why I keep gaining back the weight. Every time I lose weight, men look at me and start flirting with me. And I feel like I'm stepping out of my marriage. So I gain it back. I said, okay, let's get you some counseling, you and your husband. Work on some counseling. And that will, you know, and it did. Once we got him through counseling, she was able to work through her issues.
Yeah.
Kept the weight off. I've had people literally call it therapy in a bag. I've had psychotherapists recommend it for their patients to kind of open them up.
Wow.
And you know how the eye doctor always has the thickest glasses.
Yeah.
It's hormonally challenged, of course, you know. And why I actually got into hormones to start with is I gave birth to an intercept baby back in 1980. Wow. At the time, they didn't call it intercepts, but I had a dream that I had this baby, and the baby was born super early. I had toxemia, almost died. Baby's born super early, super, super small, survived, had all kinds of endocrine problems. They wanted to basically castrate this child because the genitals were ambiguous. And I said, you know what? We're not going to do that because you don't know what the effect of the hormones that were trying to override the receptor site insensitivity were doing to this child's brain. So we don't know if this child is going to feel like a female or a male down the line. So let's just keep everything we can and do whatever surgeries we need to do to help this child live a healthier life. At that point, big old hernias, we had to move the gonads out of the belly in order to, and you know, into what would be the labioscrotal area. Because at that point of their stopping their differentiation, it looked like it could have gone either way. This child basically is an adult. And identifies as intersex, and it's a beautiful, like the brain of this kid, you know, young person is amazing because they got estrogen, mama's estrogen and testosterone, and it's both working, very spiritual, very intuitive, very, you know, in a body that, you know, could go either way.
Right.
You know, so that's why I was 23 years old when I gave birth to this child. Right. I had to learn hormones right out of nursing school or they were going to cut things off.
Right.
So I learned it. Now, I also had my own issues, but wasn't really dealing with them until I started taking Genesis Gold at the age of 39. Prior to that, I had hypothalamic amenorrhea, which basically is runner's amenorrhea. You know, we'll see it with that. I was exercising very heavily, long distance running, triathlons. My body fat was very low and I had no periods. I had not had a period since I started my periods and then stopped them. Well, I stopped them because I became anorexic at the age of 14. Oh. So I stopped having periods. My body fat went down, stopped having periods. Had two children without any infertility help, but I dreamt them before I conceived them. Told my husband, we're gonna get pregnant this month. He's like, how do you don't have a period? I would get pregnant, like something would break through. But what would happen is I would gain 5 pounds right after the dream, get pregnant. It's like my body needed a little more weight on
it. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I start taking the Genesis Gold with all my other, you know, people. Haven't had a period that wasn't induced by hormones artificially for my entire life.
Yeah, right.
Except for my first year of menarche. And within 6 weeks, I had my first period. I had a normal period until I was in my mid-50s. I went through menopause in my mid-50s. My sisters, who are younger than I am, went through menopause in their mid-40s, which is very common. We're seeing earlier menopause. I followed my Nana and my mom.
Yeah.
Genetically, they followed typical what we're seeing in, you know, especially in the United States, the countries that are a lot of stress. Women are stressed, and that kind of wears your hormones down. It was going through menopause earlier. It corrected that. But bigger than that is the spiritual side. I actually understood my anorexia, which was really kind of bulimorexia, you know, throughout the years. From a more of a spiritual point of view, I had therapy, I was hypnotized, I had group therapy, my parents didn't know what to do with me. The pediatrician said, just feed her. Karen Carpenter hadn't died yet. They didn't even know what anorexia universal was at that when I first stopped. Right. But I, in the my process of healing, I had a memory that came as a dream. And I'm in a little yellow bikini. I'm 14 years old, eating an ice cream cone. Yeah. I'm walking with my little sisters. Papa had just bought us ice creams. We're at a pool. And my dad yells up, "Your elbows are showing," which was our code word for your bathing suits going up your bottom. So there was something about the way he said it or the way I heard it that I realized men are looking at me now. And I'm not ready to fulfill my mission because I thought I had to do it when I became a woman. And so I reversed it. I looked at that ice cream cone. This will be the last ice cream I will ever eat. And 20 pounds later, I'd lost my breast, lost my period, started.
Wow.
That was the moment that I realized this, the deeper spiritual issue that allowed me to then do the healing work, you know, in almost 40 years.
Wow. That's amazing. That is an amazing story. And what does the true root cause, like healing, look like when you address the body and the mind and the soul all together?
Well, I believe that the hypothalamus, and I don't just believe this, research now proves it. The hypothalamus is the gatekeeper of your memories.
Yeah.
It's the gatekeeper of your dreams. It's mm-hmm. the gatekeeper of how you learn. So if you've had trauma in your past mm-hmm. and you're kind of holding that memory back.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't want you. Your hypothalamus is going to let you remember things that you're not ready to. Yeah. So as you heal, that's what I saw with my in my studies, with my patients, with myself. As I was feeding my hypothalamus and it was healing, I started remembering my deeper issues that no hypnotherapist, no psychotherapist, nobody got out of me. But mm-hmm. I was remembering, and it came as these flashes of memories and in dreams. And thank goodness my mom was alive and well, and I could confirm, like, I had memories as a toddler.
Wow. That's
why we actually left Philadelphia and came all the way to California. And she said, "I cannot believe that you remember this." She were like 20 months old. And I'm like, very clear memories would just pop in through dreams and memories. And it was like my set point of, oh my gosh, this is where this began, this belief, this mindset. And this is real. And so I would do, you know, I'd read books, I'd do the meditations, but my body had to be supported enough. My hypothalamus had to be supported enough to say, okay, you know what? It's not what they thought it was. It's this. And this needs to be worked on. If you're ready, we'll send you the healers. We'll send you the people that will help you and the books and the emails. Yeah. And they always come. They always just arrive when I do. And my patients say the same thing. My clients, like, how is this happening? All of a sudden do I get this link or this email or this? I'm like, because you're ready for it. Your vibration is changing. That's what I really think about. Your hypothalamus is the key. It's the key to your body, mind, soul. It's the gatekeeper.
Yes, I agree.
And if it's not doing well because you're toxic and you're eating poorly and you're stressed out and now your hormones are out of balance, your gut's out of balance, and you can blame it on all the stuff. You can blame it on the plastics. You can blame it on all the things. And I'm not saying they're not out there.
Right.
If the hypothalamus is that challenge, it's going to dial down your abilities, okay? And some of the hormones are going to be off. For instance, it's going to give the amino acids that are necessary for survival to your heart before your brain.
Yeah.
You become depressed. You become anxious.
Exactly.
We now know that the gut microbiome speaks directly to the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus speaks directly to it via the vagal nerve. Brand new research just out this last month.
Wow.
So there's so much that is like, wow, the research proves this, but this has been my practice since I began. I would have this feeling about something. I'm like, why aren't we doing it this way? Why aren't we using this drug this way? All the biochemistry makes sense. And my patient is like, you know what? I'll take the chance. I just believe in you. I'm like, okay, well, let's try it. We try something. And I looked up as much as I could, but a lot of it was intuition, which is why I call myself an intuitive integrated perspective. Because it was this intuition that it's always been super highly developed, and I get to practice on people who trust me, and I get to look at actual results to confirm my intuitive
right.
and say, wow, this was actually true. So when I would have a dream about somebody who maybe it's a patient of mine, and I still do this, I dream about them. I'll tell my assistant, I used to tell my mom, call up so-and-so. He's like, okay, so-and-so, Deborah's dreamt about you. Oh my God, I need to get in. Because I'll have dreamt about something's wrong with them or there's a new treatment available. And they totally believe this because it's worked every single time. I've been between their legs in a gyne exam saying, oh my gosh, you're going to get pregnant this weekend. This is it. Okay, this is what I want you to do. And I'm like, how do you even know? I can feel it. There's a soul trying to come in.
Yeah.
So it's just It's just like that, you know, and that's part of the medical detective work. I can tell when I, in, you know, link into somebody, kind of, you know, open myself to them.
Yeah.
What's really going on, what they're really not telling me. I can see the trauma and the drama. They may not be ready to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I can feel it. I can see it. It comes in flashes and feelings, and then I can guide them through that process.
Yeah.
You know, how do you teach that?
Right.
I think we all have it. You have it. Everyone in this call has it. You're just not listening, perhaps. You're not listening to that little voice. You have other stressors of mind. Your hypothalamus is so out of balance, it's not going to let you listen to that and open up a whole cascade of PTSD memories that are going to throw you into, you know, a heart attack or something like that.
Yeah.
It, so it really is it's a process of opening up and healing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing work. But I'm now with the nutraceutical, I realized I don't have to touch everyone. I don't have to see everyone. They can start healing faster. And then I can see the sick people. I can work with people that have seen 7 specialists and are on multiple drugs, and no one has got to the, you know, to the root issue. They've been treated downstream and helped to find out what triggered the hypothalamus.
Yeah.
I can give you another example of that. That's like ghost wave.
I love it. Go ahead.
This is a man. Yeah. And his hormones too, right? So this man was a police officer, and he started having some ocular issues with his vision, and we diagnosed him with multiple sclerosis that started in his eyes.
Right.
It was very, very early. So we started immediately working with his hypothalamus, but I also did a history on him on, you know, what happened in his childhood to try. It's an autoimmune disease. So, you know, body was attacking the myelin sheath around the nerves, which was allowing him starting the misfiring. So, and he just wanted to, you know, he didn't want to get to the point where he's in a wheelchair. So what we're doing, all this stuff. And in the history, I've come to find out that he was basically an army brat. His family moved all over the place and lived in like Africa at one time. And there was well water, and it was at the time he was in puberty. I'm like, find out what's going on with that. What was going on with that well? Because I'm testing that you have really high levels of arsenic in your system. Sure enough, the well was tested high in arsenic. Every one of the children that he went to school with that were around puberty, all the women had breast cancer, all the men had neurological.
Wow.
So we had it. So just giving him my hypothalamus nutraceutical was enough. I had to chelate him. I had to get that toxin out of his body. That was the original trigger that he was holding, and then stress it being holy Lord.
Yeah.
It got, you know, finally the body said, I can't take this anymore.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. And for the listeners out there, if you've been feeling off for months or even years, and you've been told that it's all in your head or just part of getting older, this conversation might be the only one that finally makes the things make sense to you. Now, follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the experts who help you heal at the root and feel yourself the way you once felt once before in your younger days. Now, everybody, I think this is so important. You know, our hormones all start to decline as we get older. And I always think people should really be on top of things, whether you're a man or a woman. So I'm so glad you're talking about these things today. Now, let's give the people something that they could take home with them today, because awareness without the next step just turns into worry. So without anyone needing, you know, to overhaul their whole life overnight, like, what are the foundations, the ways someone could start, like, supporting healthy hormone balance?
Thank you for asking that. So I've developed 5 pillars to heal the hypothalamus, and that will in turn heal the hormones, which includes the metabolism in the gut and the neurological system that's misfiring, you know, sympathetic nervous system, autonomic nervous system that's just misfiring, because the hypothalamus controls that as well. So the 5 pillars are, what are you putting into your body? We know that overnutrition with high fat, high sugar will create hypothalamic dysfunction. So what are you putting into your body? A plant-based diet, meat, not vegetarian, plant-based diet with enough protein for your lean body mass and healthy fats is the treatment. Now, I'm Italian, this one's great. I'm a big promoter of the Mediterranean diet, not just because of that, because there's way more studies on that diet than any other diet that shows it increases cancer rate, increases chronic illness rates, obesity rates, heart attack rates. And it's fairly easy to follow. This is not a pasta-forward diet. It's a vegetable-forward. So that's where I was going to start. I actually created, I call it my demarnitutional tactic, you know, that takes the Mediterranean diet. It kind of breaks it up into the food categories and how much water and fat and protein you need for your lean body mass to help people understand. Like, because most important thing, it just comes with I wish that you would support your hypothalamus. Your hypothalamus will tell you that's what happens as well. But that's the that's down the line. So food, activity. We were not meant to be sedentary. We were meant to move our body. And when we don't move our bodies on a regular basis, and I'm not just talking 30 minutes to an hour of exercise a day. I'm talking all the day. Our hypothalamus thinks we're in hibernation. And it slows down our metabolism. The muscles, especially the big muscles in the thighs and buttocks, talk to your hypothalamus through the mitochondrial output. And the mitochondria are controlled by hypothalamic metabolism. Actually, the hypothalamus controls how fast you run. So it's really important that you move around. So no sitting on your bottom for 8 hours a day and then thinking you can just exercise for 30 minutes. When you exercise, and also when you eat, it's really important. Circadian patterning is very important. Getting up with the sun, exercising early, having breakfast, exercising early, not exercising late. You don't want those cortisol spikes. Trying to eat all your food during the daytime, not after dark, makes a huge difference in allowing your hypothalamus to go into that nocturnal mode, which is where the immune system cleans house, and that's the record of the hypothalamus. So you do need to exercise, but, you know, and that's weight resistance, that's aerobic exercise, that's stretching, but just also just make a food.
Yeah.
You didn't have to exercise back in the day. My nana was a great day. She made breakfast like once, but people running up and down the stairs of their three-story house all day long. Their own little tight little calves and they're like, because she was just constantly going back to garage. She couldn't drive the car, just walked everywhere. And, you know, we've gotten sedentary. And that is the new smoking thing, sedentary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to move.
Okay. Definitely got to move that body.
And then sleep. So the biggest thing is sleeping in the dark, complete dark, no digital lights, no lights in the room. If you have to use blackout shades, move there. I like you waking up with the sun. So if you got blackout shades, you might have to get one of those lights that kind of naturally wakes you up rather than an alarm, really jarring on your nervous system and wake up with an alarm instead of a light. But get off those digital devices with your throwing out blue light right after dusk. Because at dusk, the natural sunset, go out, see a sunset, and look at the pink light. That tells your hypothalamus it's time to go into nocturnal. It is not the pineal gland that receives the light messages. It's the hypothalamus. It's directly connected to your optic nerves, and it also receives information from cytochromes in your skin. Your skin picks it up as well. And then it tells the pineal gland, okay, we need to start making melatonin.
Yes.
You get on that iPhone or that tablet or you're on right after dusk. Now you've told the hypothalamus, oh, that was a real short night. Okay, fine. Wake back up again. So without sleeping in the dark, you're just not going to have the hypothalamic protection. What does that look like? Your immune system functions then. You don't want it functioning during the day. That's what autoimmunity is. Functioning at night, detoxification is occurring. If you've eaten late, you're digesting, you're not detoxifying.
Right.
And your memory is leaving because everything that you learn during the day is being set by a hormone called prolactin, which also controls your immune system.
Yes.
It means learning hormone. It turns off prolactin. Prolactin sets it into your memories. What do we need to remember? Okay. And I'm not just talking about little facts, but that's why we know that, like, for instance, listening to languages while you're sleeping kind of works because your brain is still working on those memories. So you want to sleep in the dark and try to get, if you're an adult, 7 to 9 hours a night. I know that seems like a lot. I was insomnic. I had song ambulance, but meant I walked and slept for 18 years. I stopped sleepwalking when I started taking my Gemcitabine. It took about 6. But before that, I'm 3 to 5 hours a night. I was lucky. I was just didn't. Most of the time I found myself walking around in the kitchen trying to cook something. I'd find myself outside. Sometimes I had wolves on. So I finally started sleeping. And then when I first started sleeping, I was sleeping like 12 hours a night. It's like 6 months. And then my sleep totally, I sleep great. I'm going to puzzle. Most of puzzle. So it just, you need to give your hypothalamus what it's really like. Reset those.
Yeah.
The other, so that's, we've got nutrition, we've got activity, we've got sleep. Number four is mindfulness. And you think you don't have anything to do, but we do. Most of your mindset is borrowed from the parent. Be careful, like yours, how you grew up.
And, yeah.
You know, there are people that are just naturally born as glass half full, glass natural empty, but I think that's more acquired. You rarely see a child like that. Little child, they're always excited about life. They don't assume that stuff's going to happen. Right. So start talking to your body. Like you believe it. Start looking at what's working in your body.
Yeah.
What is working in your body? Wow. You know, maybe I'm bedridden. Okay. Yep. I'm so sick. I'm bedridden. When I'm breathing, you know, I had a really good dream work.
Yeah.
What is working? And start focusing on that. If you can't find anything, watch things or listen to things that are funny. Laughter will boost your immune system and help you to heal.
Yes.
Right? But that was the biggest thing we saw in our physical research. Is as these people were healing their hypothalamus nucleocidically, I had them all do blood work, we did biometrics, and I had a research nurse who talked to them. I did not speak to them, but I was one of the suspects. And
yeah.
We all kept journals. We had a journal before and then during. Everybody's journal shifted, and it was like their whole attitude shifted. People that, you know, had been told for years that they really should, you know, lower the stress because it was their job, all of a sudden, like, I need to do this. I mean, I had a dad that had a horrible, stressful job, and he ended up becoming a stay-at-home dad for a while so he could heal. His whole journal went from a list note to, like, poetry about the smell of his child's hair, you know? So, but that's it. That's where the joy is.
Yeah.
You know? And so there is a shift there. And that's because the hypothalamus controls your memory. It controls the way you learn. It also controls your subconscious. So then things like my realizing, you know, what were my eating disorder really began comes forward and helps you to heal. So,
yeah.
Therapy and that.
I love it.
Then the fifth piece is nutraceutical support.
Yeah.
You know? And I got to tell you that everything that's in Genesis Gold, I was giving to my patients in pieces and many, many bottles and many, many pills, lots of powder. It's all in one now. What is different about it is that the amino acids are what came in first. I went to the formula. I asked, like, what do I feed these patients to help heal their hypothalamus? And I had the same exact thing every single night for 3 months. I'm standing in front of the tree of life, shallots in my hand. There was this liquid in it, and my sickest patients would drink from it. We didn't speak, but I knew they were better. And I'd wake up in the morning and said, what was in the cup? And I wrote everything down. The first 7 nights were the formula for the what I call the sacred 7 amino acids, which is at the heart of the hypothalamus. And those amino acids, and that we now know that amino acids are so key. They were feeling this down, thousand. Okay, but we know this now. It's very amenable to amino acids because it's not protected by the blood-brain barrier, so actually take it up,
right?
And allow it to boost the neurotransmitters and hormones that are necessary to run the system.
Yeah.
And then around that. It's basically sea vegetation and plant foods from around the world. And they came in that way. Like, I had to get this time, you know, from this continent, from this sea. And I believe it's because we're so genetically diverse, especially in this country, but with all the global moving around, that it wasn't just for my Italian roots or my husband's roots. It's for all of us. And you kind of get the potpourri of nutrients that your hypothalamus would pick and choose from what it needs. To start to optimize its function.
I love that. I love that. That's amazing. That's truly amazing. I love that you don't frame it this as just a fixing a problem, but as a transformation. Like, women move through so many hormonal seasons and so many feel dismissed and unprepared at every stage. And what you know, what do you want, you know, women to really understand about, like, working with their bodies through those transitions rather than just, like, fighting them?
Well, if you're able to do these five pillars to support your hypothalamus, what you'll find is your transitions become a lot much smoother.
Yeah.
What I had seen with my menopausal patients, let's say they're not that sick. They're, you know, they're my patients I helped a long time ago, and now they're new. So we've got them down. When they supported their hypothalamus nutraceutically and they're following the five pillars the best they can, they skate through it. It doesn't mean they don't need some, you know, estrogen or progesterone.
Yeah.
Because they're making that hormone. But they use very little. They metabolize it very well. And they just kind of skate through this shift. But more so, they have wisdom that they've always had, that they can tap into. But they are very in tune to their own innate wisdom. Listen to their bodies. Their mindset set a shift. These are the sages that we need.
Yeah.
We're not drugged down by, oh my gosh, I'm 50 and I got to, like, facelift and do all this other stuff. And they, like, get this. And they energetically, they're just glowing. And they're like, I'm just attracting all these people. I'm like, so you're just like, you're like a sparkling glow ball. You're no longer bleeding out your wisdom. You have retained it, and people are coming to you for that.
Right.
They just want, and even if you don't have anything to share with them verbally, or like in my books, or you don't have anything to put out, they just want to be by you. They're feeling just by being here.
Yes, 100%.
So, and it's not just the menopausal women. I mean, my women, you know, going through their reproductive stages, and they've got PCOS or infertility. This is part of that healing, that transition to their bodies to get back into balance. And my men too.
Yeah.
You know, with their low testosterone, or the people who have thyroid disorders and they're told that their labs look great.
Yeah.
Waking up that communication between the hypothalamus, pituitary, and the thyroid line. It's about letting the maestro have the sheet music that actually works, so we're not constantly, you know, tuning up all of the instruments in the band.
Yeah.
So it is a transformation. And that's been my biggest piece. It's like, if I could help people transform, you know, vibrational.
Yeah.
I believe that this, it's genetic. That literally we have within our DNA. And again, this was a dream I had, a belief from a long time ago. We now have science that's this. About 1/3 of your DNA is turned on, expressing itself. 2/3 is off.
Yeah.
I have seen people with supposed genetic issues, say they don't metabolize folic acid properly. So they have to take methylphenidate folate. They can't get it from their diet. I've seen them go from dependent on that with high homocysteine levels. You're supporting your hypothalamus, and 6-12 months later, they don't have to take any more. Something else shifted. Something else shifted. Now, we can't measure all of the SNPs in the DNA, and we're not there yet to see what shifted. But I'm looking, the proof is in the pudding. This is a person who's no longer detoxing in an unhealthy way, is no longer dependent on this, no longer has chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. You know, my autistic kids who speak for the first time.
Yeah. Wow.
So
that's amazing. That's truly amazing. Like, and what does it look like for someone who finally gets to that place where you call a joyous transformation, feeling vibrant at home and in their body again?
Well, they feel balanced. They have energy. They wake up in the morning and they have energy. They wake up with the sunlight naturally. They have energy during the day. They're listening to their body. And so they crave what their body needs. Okay. And you'd be surprised because, you know, you'll crave the protein or maybe you'll crave the carbs or the fruit, but you crave what the body needs. It's usually not a pill. It's usually, you know, it's usually plants. My iron deficient people, they want to eat green, you know, or they want to pick them right out of the dirt and eat them because they'll tell you where it's at. So they're craving what their body needs on a real time basis. So it's not like, it's almost like the hypothalamus says, you don't need someone else to tell you. Let me guide you. Just listen to me. Just listen to me.
Yeah.
You know when you need to be active. You no longer want to sit around all the
time. Right.
You seek out learning and you seek out joy. You're very aware of the joy in your life. You become very present and you start appreciating the little things that you never even paid attention to before.
Yeah.
And you start attracting things in your life, people and events in your life that are positive in terms of your growth. Now, I'm not saying everything goes great with these people. They do get their lessons, soul lessons, but they learn it quick. And they know it. As soon as they see it, they're like, this has got to be a soul lesson. Deborah says it's not an obstacle. It's just a hurdle. I got to jump over. So, and sometimes it's some journaling they have to do, some meditation, maybe a little therapy, but they kind of know. They just, they intuit. They're in balance. Their labs look better. My older patients who have been taking Genesis Old for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, biological ages are 10, 20 years younger.
Wow.
So their chronological age is like, I'm 65, my biological age is 40, which basically is looking at like parameters or imaging markers and things like that. You know, it's really about slowing down that process because I'm not done.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I have at least another third of my life to give back. And I need the energy. 100%. I have daughters that you need to be. Get down on the floor, come play with them, get up in the jungle gym.
I love it. Now, you've spent decades helping people to get to the root of why they don't feel well and helping them come to themselves. So, you know, everything you witnessed, you know, what you do, you want, you know, every woman to understand about her body and her hormones and how much, you know, healing is truly possible. You know, explain to women, you know, how you know, it is truly possible to be able to heal your body and to be able to feel the way you once did.
So, and not just the way you once did, because some of the people that come to me have been sick for a long time, mm-hmm. but to feel what your potential is,
yeah.
your highest potential is. Mm-hmm. So if you're a woman and you're anxious or depressed and you can't sleep well, you feel wired and tired, you probably yeah. do have hypothalamic dysfunction. As mm-hmm. we heal that and you start waking up with energy and you're no longer anxious anymore and you're sleeping through the night,
yeah.
your whole life starts to shift, you know? So it is possible to heal because I believe within your DNA, you have healing genetics. Epigenetics yeah. is a term that means that the things that we are exposed to in our lifetime, food, toxins, et cetera, change our DNA during our lifetime. Which we used to think DNA was set in stone and what you're born with is what you got.
Yeah.
But we know that's not true. And I saw yeah. that in my intercept child. That with that child, that they were changing.
Yeah.
And what they originally measured, you know, when they were newborn.
Right.
Was not what we were seeing manifested later.
Yeah.
So I was watching it in real time. You know, the universe gave me this child with like, learn this and be the yeah. champion for this child. I've seen this in patients as well, you know,
yeah.
where they're, you know, they're like they have, and physically, you know, their hair's thin and their skin's dry and, you know, their vision. I've had people not have to wear their reading glasses anymore. Their vision's
wow.
improving. Their hair is
yeah.
thickening up. You know, and all that stuff on the outside is reflective of what's going on the inside. So
100%.
if you're all dried out and you're, you know, not looking super healthy, imagine what's inside of your body, those cells.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always part of it as well. There's a juiciness that happens when you support mm-hmm. your hypothalamus.
Yeah.
You know, in the cells, I mean, I've had in women's circles, they were, you know, some are taking it and stuff like, you don't need lubricants when you're taking this stuff because you're just naturally juicy. I'm like, yeah. oh, that's great. But it's true. It's true. You know, every part of the body has a juiciness to it where the cells can move the nutrients in and out, get rid of the toxins. But it started at the hypothalamus.
Yeah.
I wasn't focusing particularly on the cells, but any part of the body. Focusing
yeah.
on the hypothalamus to allow it to then guide the cells. We don't want to all of a sudden make them juicier when they're full of toxins. They're pull that out. We don't want to lose a bunch of body fat.
Yeah.
Storing toxins and memories.
100%. Now tell us about the services and the products that you offer.
So I do what I call root healing consultations with people that aren't my patients. You don't have to be a patient to do this. I can do this over Zoom. It works out great. I have Genesis Gold and Sacred 7, which is the amino acids I bagged separately. It's in the Genesis Gold. The reason I bagged it separately is some people need some extra help. They need extra hypothalamic support. And some people have gut imbalances, intestinal dysbiosis, candida overgrowth, SIBO. And we start with the Sacred 7 until we clean their gut imbalance and they'll heal that piece of it. So I also created a progesterone. It's the transdermal progesterone my compounding pharmacist and I came up with about 35, 38 years ago that
wow.
kept like women pregnant, preventing miscarriage. I've used it to, you know, all my menopausal patients, my patients with irregular periods, even men. I use a little progesterone in men on testosterone because it actually acts as a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, which actually keeps them from converting over the testosterone. A tiny
yeah.
one. And that's over the counter now. So I, you know, all the work I've done, I've tried to create it into products that people could use and not necessarily have to, you know, spend time with me if they don't want to. I'll
yeah.
oftentimes have someone say, wow, you know, I can't get pregnant. I'm like, let's try the Genesis first. And then if you're
yeah.
still having problems, we can, you know, I can work with you. But yeah, so it's in for all of my, anybody who buys any of my products, you're automatically welcomed into what I call my Genesis Health Club, which is a private group, not a Facebook group, but it's totally private. Well, we advertise to, it's my stuff in there, educational information, and I meet with everybody in there once a month, live Q&As. I answer all your questions. You can ask
right.
me, and I will answer. I've probably seen it, so I won't mm-hmm. answer it because I think it's important to support these people. And like
yeah.
my last Q&A, one of the people said, you know, I don't think my doctor knows anything about my hypothalamus. I said, your doctor probably doesn't.
He probably doesn't. Yeah.
Probably doesn't. So what do I tell them about this and that? So I'll just like do that little bit of guidance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I what do have something for your audience.
Yeah. Please tell us. I'm sure they want to hear.
So I've written quite a few books. And what I've done is I put together my latest book, which is the Hypothalamus Handbook, into a deep book. And I give you a video tour with this, where I go through all of the case studies and really try to explain to you what's going on. Now, in the book is the full plan and what I did and exactly why I did it. So you can start to see if this is you. I use each, and some of these case studies are a conglomeration of a couple of patients, so I could teach more, you know, based on this. But yeah, it's really for people who, you know, want to read. It's got the videos, and it's called my Hypothalamus Reset Bundle, and it's free for your listeners. I actually put it together. I have a special link for your listeners so they can get it. thehormonequeen.com/advisor, and they can download it. It's perfectly, it's absolutely free. And from there, you know, they'll learn more about their hypothalamus, you know, and they can feel to get more information about where to contact me, need more help, want to get on any of the products. But at least you can start, I think, education. We don't educate ourselves. We don't understand how our bodies work. We weren't given a driver's manual.
No.
So we need to understand how they work. And this is really different. In the hypothalamus handbook, which is different than my other books, is I put a section for cognition. So you could take it to your provider, and there's a section for them that says, you know, the coding, etiology, the pathophysiology in language they understand. But believe me, most of them are going to need to read case studies to really get it, just like me, just again, because they just don't. It's a hard concept because there's not protocols for this. You see this?
Right. I love that. I love that. And where can people find your books? On your website as well? Or do they go to Amazon?
It's on Amazon. It's on the website. I also, it's ebook, physical book, audio.
That's
I
great.
Also have a couple other books, Hormones in Harmony, which is the first book I wrote, which I didn't put a bunch of references in it. It's very short, it's very story oriented, and lots of graphs. So it's kind of the 101 version. As the menopause action plan for my women, premenopausal to postmenopausal, that explains everything about their hormones, everything about all the different, you know, entities out there that they could be using, what blood work they could be asking, and screening tests from their providers.
Yes.
And from there, they can download like a therapeutic with their own plan and fill it out and go into their providers and say, okay, I'm sure this is what I want. My vagina needs estrogen, but I don't, but I think I need progesterone. I need this blood work because I read this book.
Huh?
They drop the book in, you know, to their providers as well. To help them. And I've had providers come back like, oh my gosh, this is so comprehensive.
Yeah.
It's a grassroots effort. I'm trying to teach your patients and hopefully they want to move into learning more about the hypothalamus.
I love it. I love it. I truly love it. This has been amazing. You know, for the listeners out there, it turns out that feeling off isn't something that we just have to live with or blame on age. You know, so often our bodies are asking us to listen and to heal, you know, from the root rather than, you know, chase the symptom. And, you know, Deborah has spent her life helping people do exactly that. And today she had reminded us all how much, you know, wisdom our bodies, you know, hold when, you know, we finally pay attention to it. And Deborah, I want to just thank you for being here today. Where they can find, once again, your website URL, where they can find you and all your work and your products.
So my website is genesisgold.com. And if you put my name in, which is really hard to spell, Deborah Maragopoulos, FNP, that's my YouTube handle, that's my Instagram handle, my Facebook handle, it's all in there. Okay, so, but go to the website so you can spell my name. And my links are all there too. But if you want to download the Hypothalamus Reset Bundle, that's thehormonequeen.com/advisor, that I made it specially for your listeners. And then from there, it'll guide you to all those other places so you don't have to search.
That'll be awesome. I have to tell you, I really thank you, Deborah, for being on the show today. I'm so glad there's someone like you who really, you know, really pours your heart into it and really dedicated your entire life to this. Going, getting my hormones balanced was like a total change in my life. You know, I went from one extremity where I couldn't even get out of bed. I was so chronic to the point where I felt like a 30-year-old again. So it was like, you know, it was unbelievable, the change. Just by making certain tweaks in our body and just being guided by a professional, your whole life turn around for the best, you know. So I thank you for everything you do.
I would just like to tell your listening, it's not his fault if you haven't figured out the answer. Your providers are struggling too. So educate yourself. But there are options. I work with a lot of other providers who, you know, I ask them for a health consultant and then write down all my recommendations. I'll have providers call me and be like, I never even thought to order this. How do I even interpret this? I'm like, follow us along, and I'll teach you on this patient of yours. And that's how they.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. This has been wonderful. This has been truly wonderful, Deborah. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I hope you'll be back. We talk more in depth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.